Okay, so perhaps the main driving force down here at the Hidden Kiosk, in the old bus station and the Colchester Institute Students Exhibition, the main driving force, of course, has got to be one of the key tutors. So I'm going to find out more. So, madam, your name, please.
Right, my name is Janet Hughes. I'm a tutor on the Springboard course, which is pre-foundation adults, all adults with learning difficulties.
Yeah, so perhaps maybe it's worth, Janet, mentioning a bit more about this Springboard course. So what are the kind of main aims behind the course? What kind of work do you do with the students, please?
Right, we're actually doing a qualification of personal and social development. One of the students expressed a disappointment that the course didn't include an art module, but it did contain a community module. So we've come up with the idea of being involved in artwork as part of the community. And then we saw an advert for the Hidden Kiosk. So as a group, we applied to take part in that. Our application was successful, and we've been doing the artwork ever since.
That seems a perfect fit. Yes, it must have been quite a challenge. Doing the artwork in itself is no easy task, but then to try and think or try and sort of marry up some involvement with the community must be very, very hard. So it does seem ideal coming out here and displaying the artwork at the kiosk. So a really good chance. Some of the work that's been displayed, can we perhaps mention some of that? And so it's a mixture of, I suppose, more traditional artwork and... And also there's been some singing elements, some music, some dancing. So it's a whole mixture of different art forms, really.
Mm-hmm.
And how long do the students spend per week doing this artwork?
Snatchits of time sometimes. For instance, the dragon, Chinese dragon, we had a cookery lesson in the morning, and it was Chinese New Year, so we'd done a Chinese stir fry. And then just as an additional activity, we decided to make a Chinese dragon to go with it, and it just sort of ended up having a life of its own, which is why they ended up coming here and doing that. But that took us a whole afternoon to make, and then more sessions to practice how to do it.
Well, I've taken plenty of photos, and we've got some video shot as well, and that will appear on the hiddenkiosks.com website later on. Hopefully that will give a flavour, as I think, as to the enthusiasm and what it really means to these young adults for actually being out here in the community. But perhaps is it worth, Janet, if you can explain, what has been the sort of feeling back at the Institute when the students could know they could actually be here and proudly showing their work? What does it mean to them, do you think?
I think the complete involvement of the project has meant a lot to them, because they have had to be responsible for organising the whole thing. So unless they had written to the mayor wouldn't have come. Unless we had organised for the press to come, the press wouldn't have come. And they've actually been involved in that, and the health and safety risk assessments. And it's made them appreciate that they can be involved in working on a project themselves in the future.
And hopefully it'll carry on for the next 4 or 5 days or so. So we're here until the end of the week.
Yes.
And the launch really has been wonderful, but we need to carry this forward and just encourage as many people in Colchester to come down. So it's the Hidden Kiosks. It is hidden away, but if you head really for the old bus station, you'll see the splendour of this new majestic new First Sight building. And I think there you'll just see the buzz and come along, and I'm sure the students will be here and happy to talk to anyone about what they've been doing. Okay, yeah. Janet, well, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for giving us a chance really for the students to actually display their work.
Thank you very much.